Ojibwe drummer Al Baker from the Lac-Da-Ré Reservation closed the prayer ceremony with a chant meant to encourage lawmakers to respond to both the physical and spiritual needs of people who use marijuana to treat pain and illness. Former U.S. Marine Sergeant Aaron Silbaugh served 3 tours in Iraq and now suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. He says marijuana treats his illness better than the psychotropic medication he's been prescribed.
It helps treat the symptoms but leaves me empty and sedated. I shouldn't be in that position to be locked to the couch, and I should have freedom to use a medicine that works and will benefit me and help me instead of blocking it off at a federal level.
The bill is currently frozen in committee while supporters like Silbaugh try to convince enough lawmakers to commit to supporting it. Medical marijuana advocate Gary Stork says he's convinced there are some moderate Republicans who can be swayed to vote with the Democrats who favor the bill.
There are some Republicans who are quietly supporting this right now, but none have yet stepped forward and said, I will do this publicly. But we're hoping to do that. We feel the public is behind us. We think things are snowballing.
Medical pot activists have planned events in about a dozen cities across the state this weekend. Governor Doyle has promised to sign the medical marijuana bill if the legislature passes it, but there's strong opposition from law enforcement agencies who see the bill as a first step towards total legalization of marijuana. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.